Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am once again joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, and we are talking about the most recent Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you once again for joining me on this part two of a two-part interview.
I'm glad to be back, Joe.
So the first thing that I want to ask you about today, continuing from our conversation yesterday, is regarding the 16th Street and Weiss Park Trail project. So what can you tell me about the latest on where this project is at?
Well, I'll start with 16th Street because that's what we tend to get the most questions about. The contractor is under contract, and they, weather dependent, I will say, will be in on Monday to complete that project. It's just a simple overlay, so they'll be in and out in one day. So minimal disruption. People will probably be able to leave for work in the morning and then come back the afternoon on a brand new street. So definitely a little bit longer than we all wanted it to take, but kind of a wet and busy season for contractors just getting started in the spring. Because it was kind of an emergency repair, we were lucky to get a contractor that would be able to come in rather quickly in all respects to get that repaired for us. And then as far as Weiss Park, they were in, they sealed some of the cracks along the trail in the park. So that was the pay request that we did approve last Monday.
All right. And then it was brought up during the meeting about Weiss Park Trail that some of the newer stuff looks a little more cracked than it should be, but that is not anyone who's currently employed here's fault, correct?
Correct. So that trail section is probably close to about 10 years old. And that was really before we had a clear and thought out process on repairing the trail through Weiss Park. So we were kind of having some conflicting quote packages going out that weren't necessarily apples to apples, but we took the lower bid, which was just simply thinner concrete with no reinforcement. So that's the reason that that trail is cracking there. But now we have a clear specification that we are able to give and publish in the newspaper to get the same exact quote and same exact product from all of our contractors.
All right. Moving right along here today, two of the items during the most recent meeting were regarding public hearings that were set regarding some rezone requests. So what can you tell me about the rezoning process and why it's needed for this case?
Sure. So I will actually fold rezoning in with the ordinance at the very end, the rezoning
Smart.
Public hearings, because they're all related. So I'll actually start with the ordinance. And what we're looking at is changing in our arterial commercial zoning districts. The minimum side yard, I believe, was 8 feet prior. Right now, we're proposing, and the first reading was approved, to move that to basically a zero lot line so that you could build an arterial commercial building right on the lot line, as long as it is not adjacent to or abutting residential zoning. So, you know, a couple examples of this might be the Subway building and U.S. Cellular building. Those are actually owned by two different people, but they're built basically connected. So looking at encouraging development and higher density development, things like that, we wanted to be able to allow commercial kind of that arterial highway-oriented retail to basically build strip malls. One example we cited from another community was in Waukee on Hickman, the strip mall. Some of that building is actually owned by different entities. So the Fairway building is actually connected to that strip mall, but it is owned by Fairway. So that was just one example we had when researching this theory. With that, and kind of the impetus to look at this is within about a couple weeks span, we had two commercial buildings want to subdivide their building and basically create a zero lot line in a commercial building. So with two of those, that's kind of our, you know, the little light bulb goes off in our heads that maybe this is something that we need to reconsider in our zoning, adapt with changing times. So that's what we were able to do. So both of those actually were in different zoning districts, but both of them fit to be rezoned into arterial commercial because they were on main commercial highways through town, being Willis and First Street / Highway 144. So that's the short answer to a long story, maybe, or a long answer to a short story, but both related to subdividing commercial buildings in arterial commercial zoning districts.
All right, and then the public hearings for those rezoning requests is going to be at the next meeting that is not technically a regular session, correct?
Correct. It's our end-of-year meeting that replaces our first-of-the-year meeting, and our fiscal year is July 1st, so June 28th at 8 a.m., those public hearings will be held.
All right. Well, one last thing that I want to ask you about today is an agreement that you have with Minburn Communications for a variety of things. So what can you tell me about this agreement and the discount that you're receiving for it?
Sure. So with Minburn Communications, we sign a 5-year agreement and renew that and receive, I think, a 20% discount for all of our buildings that have Minburn Communications service to them. So it's wonderful to be able to have a local provider making local investment. And the best part about it is that you can call a phone number and talk to a human being. That is the best part of it. So can't be said for all of our local private utilities. Not trying to pick on anybody, but I really enjoy the city's relationship with Minburn Communications, from just community support, economic development support, all the way to the services they provide. They're absolutely excellent. So we really appreciate having them in town.
Absolutely. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yep, I did just want to circle back really quick on that council meeting. Next Friday, June 28th at 8 a.m. at City Hall. This is our end-of-year council meeting, and it sort of replaces the council meeting that would be on July 1st. So just a reminder, June 28th, 8 a.m., City Hall.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sven, for joining me today and yesterday as well.
It's been great to be here both days.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. This has been part 2 of a 2-part interview. You can find this program and part 1 at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.